It's another year of failing grades for the leadership of the state Senate when it comes to environmental issues in New York. Dave Gall with EPL Environmental Advocates says for the second year running, the New York State Senate has become a graveyard for so-called superbills that could help improve the environment.
The majority of state senators in New York have failing grades. There's a failure of leadership in the upper house to move significant environmental legislation.
Gall says the leadership gets the blame because they bottled up all four environmental superbills in committee, even though two measures clearly had enough co-sponsors to pass the full Senate. Gall says there were 34 co-sponsors for one superbill that would have protected New Yorkers from the impacts of fracking waste, so it had enough votes to pass the full Senate.
Another bill had 37 co-sponsors, and this was a common sense measure that would have protected children from toxic chemicals that are used in the products that they use every day.
Gall says 71 members of the assembly got perfect 100% scores in supporting the environment and related superbills this year, while the Senate lags far behind.
If you look at the Republican average in the state Senate, their average score was a 45. There's a huge gulf between the two houses on environmental protection, and the state Senate needs to do better going into 2014.
The group gave their annual oil slick award to state Senate co-president Jeffrey Klein, a Democrat from the Bronx, who they say supported several measures that would have a lasting negative impact on the environment. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.